Listening comprehension 4.
Johannesburg, affectionately called Joburg, Josie, and Igoli, is the financial and industrial capital of South Africa. It is the second largest city in Africa, with around 7 million people living there. With improved security in recent years, the city now can offer visitors and tourists an experience as unique and diverse as the city itself. Johannesburg has a rich history of gold mining. In fact, it owes its existence to basically one thing: gold. Its Zulu name, Igoli, means the place of gold. But for a long time, Johannesburg has suffered from an image problem. In the 1990s, the crime rate was so high that companies decided to move their offices away from the city centre and mainly to the outskirts. The central area of the city became a ghost town after dark. Things are now changing. Efforts have been made by local authorities to make the city centre a safer place to live. This has encouraged people and especially businesses to move back. Once infamous for violence, crime and squats, the centre of Johannesburg has undergone an astonishing transformation in recent years. Blocks that were once no-go zones now house art galleries, cafes and museums. New businesses are opening. Neighbourhoods such as Bramfontein and Maboneng are now seen as hubs of creativity and cool. Artists and entrepreneurs have been doing their best to transform the city centre into the beating cultural heart of the country. It all started in 2008, when a group of developers turned an abandoned industrial complex into a cultural centre for arts. Arts on Main, now Joburg's trendiest new art gallery, became a focal point for the city rebirth. Market on Main at Arts on Main on Sundays and on the first Thursday night of every month offers street food stalls, fashion and eccentric design. Market on Main was launched in January 2011 by a group of design entrepreneurs with the idea of giving top food and design entrepreneurs a beautiful space to trade weekly. It has now established itself as Johannesburg's leading urban food and design market and provides a relaxed and creative space for makers to trade and for locals and visitors to spend their weekend leisure time. For quality local art, visit one of the many local artists' print workshops. The hipster-friendly neighbourhood of Maboneng, with its restaurants, cafes and art studios, is among the city's top tourist attractions and one of the most successful urban renewal projects in the world. But the change, though real, is limited. And exactly how widely its benefits will be shared is not yet clear. There are still disparities. Here in Johannesburg, most whites live in white suburbs, with black maids, drivers and gardeners, and have white friends. Most blacks live in black townships and have black friends. Take Soweto, for example, birthplace of the nation's struggle for democracy. A poor area which contrasts sharply with the city's gleaming skyscrapers. The changes are attracting tourists again. Travellers can take one of the new GO Train trains and buses to explore or enjoy a guided tour. Not far from the city's borders, more adventures await. Visitors can spend time at a popular lion park, stroll among the beautiful gardens and parks in Pretoria, the country's administrative capital, and explore the UNESCO-listed Cradle of Humankind, one of the richest paleoanthropological sites in the world.